to a summary update of some great things to do now half term's over, and we're just getting into that lovely summer inspiration where we can enjoy longer days out and just process some of the ideas that have been percolating. So I hope your writing and creative work is going apace. One of the things that really heats up about now is the changing gear into festivals. Some of the long-standing ones are just coming to a close. The 34th one-act festival at the Stockwell Playhouse has just come to a close tonight, and it was a really exciting time with 16 plays being performed over the week, and every night there was a live adjudication on stage. And this was a really good way to summarise and to enjoy some of the ideas that were being presented in a very formal way. And I took part in day two, and I just wanted to share some of my own impressions of the diverse range of work that I was lucky enough to be part of. So the first show, Trip, this was performed by Lucy Mangan, written by Freddie van der Velde, and it got, quite rightly so, amazing response from the critic Paul Vale that was there. It was a very beautiful piece, and it was performed with just a balaclava and a wooden box. And I wouldn't want to destroy some of the mystery of this piece if you are going to hopefully be lucky enough to catch it yourself. It's a one-woman satire exploring millennial relationships to protest, activism and the white saviour complex. A blackly comic monologue follows self-righteous social justice blogger Lucy as she journeys from the converted warehouses of East London to the violent front lines of a foreign insurgency. So I think that the way that the plot moves forward is at a very even pace, so that you always feel part of the narrative, and it's always really clear where the character is, even though, as the synopsis suggests, it goes from suburban London to a very wild insurgence abroad. And I think this is captured by the writer's imagination also connecting to the imagination of the actor, and Guttersnipe Theatre pulled this off brilliantly in their direction. So I was just so thrilled that I got to see this. It was done very simply but took us to very dramatic places and was a real roller coaster of emotions, and left you with a clear ending but also a cliffhanger, and it gave me a lot of food for thought afterwards. Some lovely words. So the second play was Sister Sun Foods by Max Morton, a writer who studied at East 15. It was performed by Aidan Napier, and the writer was also on stage during the piece. And again, I won't want to take away any of the surprise factor of how it was devised, but it was poetic. It's about one person's continual struggle with mental health issues, and told through spoken word poetry and using film clips and home video footage. Sisters and Foods is an honest look into the highs and lows of the human experience. And I think from the synopsis, that did break down into a real journey of the polar opposites of human emotion, the ups and the downs. And it was done again with a real even tone all the way through. And the performer, Aidan Napier, who was on stage all the time, was in front of the huge white screen that projected, again, used footage that had already been very familiar to us from films, but then mixing that in with very deeply personal and honest home video footage. And I think that honesty made me connect to the writer and creator Max Morton very quickly, and it's interesting how in just under an hour the expression of feelings and writings can actually take you to the soul of someone. And I just thought the honesty of the performer and writer was really inspiring, and that's what I really took away from the whole night and probably the whole event, just giving more intimacy, connecting on a deeper level, being more honest through the works, because it certainly is memorable. It's something that as an audience member I take away. So my piece was also part of that evening. Now, if you are going to Camden Fringe on July the 30th, which is when the Camden Fringe starts, just before Edinburgh Festival kicks off, then I will be with my show at the Etc. Theatre. That's above the Oxford Arms on Camden High Street. It's really close to Camden Tube. And that's the 30th of July, a Monday at 12:30, just after noon. So a nice lunchtime extravaganza. It'll be 45 minutes. Tickets are £7.50 and they've just gone on sale now on the Camden Fringe website. So I would love to see you there, hear your thoughts on my play, Time for Tea, which will have developed a bit further from its outing last week at the One Act Festival in Stockwell Playhouse. And we were so lucky at Stockwell Playhouse to be given such a huge welcome by the amazing staff there. It's a great theatre just on the Wandsworth Road, very close to Vauxhall Tube. So they've got Romeo and Juliet coming up and the Diana tapes, which looks at the Diana story from a fresh angle, so definitely one to check out. And they very often also have some terrific one night comedy events that sell out really quickly. It's a kind of medium sized space, but it's got that intimate feeling, and it's just one of those places where you feel instantly welcome and it connects with its audience really, really quickly. So that's the Stockwell Playhouse on the Wandsworth Road, South London, just south of the river. So whatever you do have planned, I would obviously love to see you at the Camden Fringe. And even if you don't come and see my show, there's a huge variety of amazing shows to catch there. Or of course the big festival Edinburgh is kicking off too. So summer sees those fringes coming towards us. So whatever you've got planned, enjoy.